Shalom Aleichem Rabbos, today's Daf is Shabbos Daf Nun Vav. It is a beautiful Erev Shabbos here in Yerushalayim. We have the tremendous course of finishing the fifth parak of Shabbos, and Shabbos Kodesh from start to sixth. But right now we're in the middle of some Agadata about people who may have sinned. The pasuk implies that they sin, but perhaps the truth is that they did not. So we are holding on the bottom, the very last line of Nun Hem Beis. Pazik says, we have been talking about the B'nai Eli, and now we're going to shift a little bit. Amar Rishmo Bar Nachmina Rabbi Yonasan, Kol HaUmer, B'nai Shmuel Chatu, Eino El Atoa. Anybody who says that Shmuel's son sinned is making a mistake. Shnamar, as Pazik says, Vayiki Zaken Shmuel, V'Navlo Halchu B'Drachov. And when Shmuel got older, his sons didn't walk in his ways. So the Gemara learns out, B'Drachov Hu D'Lo Halchu, but Michta Nami Lo Chatu. Yes, they didn't follow in his ways, but they did not actually sin. Gemara says, wait, what do you mean? Elamani Makayim, so what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Vayatu Acharei HaBetza, Shelo Asu Kamase Aviyim, Acharei HaBetza, meaning they turned towards the Betza, which is bribery, or I guess more towards Parnassa, I guess, the Gashmis, monetary situation. Meaning they were partial to that. So the Gemara says, Shelo Asu Kamase Aviyim. They didn't do exactly like Shmuel had done. Shehaya Shmuel atzadik machzer b'chol makom was Yisrael v'danos on be'arehem, because Shmuel was a traveling judge. He was go to all the cities in Eretz Yisrael and judge them. Shemar, as the pasuk says, v'halach midei shana b'shana v'sovav beis el v'agilgal v'amitzpah v'shafar Yisrael. You know, Shmuel took the tour. He went on tour, right, speaking tour, judging tour, and he went all throughout Eretz Yisrael. V'heim lo asu kein, but his sons did not do that. Ela yashva ba'arehem, rather they sat in their own cities. K'dei laharbo schar l'chazaneim u'usofrehem, to increase the parnasa, to increase the money they would get from their chazans, Rashi says, shamshehem, their servants, shesochen osan leilech l'hazman es anekren badin, because they would get paid to go and call people to judgment. U'usofrehem, and to the scribes, the shotrei birurin, the girl shum, that's for the people who would, what's it called, who would sit and write, they would write a geras shum. Shum is like an evaluation, not garlic, but like an evaluation. People would write down and get evaluations for property. So basically, staying local, as you can imagine, was more profitable than going around town. So that's what they did that was inappropriate. According to that Tana, they said they didn't sin, but they didn't do exactly with the yashrus, with the emistic zach that their father did. Okay, ketanayim. And actually, this whether bnei Shmuel sinned or not is a machogis tanayim. The pasuk says vayitu acharei abetza. Again, they went after monetary profit. Rabbi Meir Omer chelkam shalu b'fihem. Rabbi Meir says that some of them, they're chelkam, they're chilek, because they were levim, so they asked explicitly, befiim with their mouths, meaning they asked explicitly, asked for, we know that a levi is not really supposed to go and get and ask dafka for their stuff, for the matanos, but they did so. And Rabbi Yehuda says, meaning it wasn't actual, right, the monetary, but they acted slightly inappropriately in a monetary way, they asked for their matanos levim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Male Milai Hitilu al Bali Batim. No, they took, they had given out some stuff, merchandise, to Balabatim, to people who were doing business. And when those people's cases came to their Beis Din, they would instantly kind of favor those people who they sold merchandise to, right? They had like a warehouse, I guess. And that is actually perverting justice, right? That's actually Vayatu, that they kind of tilted the judgment towards these people, and that's an actual chait. That's Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that there is a sin. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kupa Yisera Shamaisa Notru Bizro. Rabbi Kiva says they took, Bizro means with force, with their arms, they took a lot of extra miser, more that was appropriate. And Rabbi Yosef Omer, Matanos Notlu Bizro. The gifts they took by force, what type of gifts? So Rashi says two opinions. One, he says either they took the gifts for the Kohanim, which obviously they themselves were not entitled to, or they took a Meiser, and then they gave that to a Kohen, which is also a little weird. Okay. Just say it over. No, I take it back. No, I take this. Rashi said over there, Lashin Achram Matanus Nelvia could go Meiser. I got a little confused. Vakara Ksiv, the Nelson on the coin, but there's Shinan, Shalosha Yitol Ma'atma. Meaning they took it by force. That they took it by force. So what's therefore the difference that between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi? So let's just see here for a second. Yeah, according to the second opinion, it says they took the Matanus Levia by force. That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi said. Oh, I guess no. I guess according to Rabbi Akiva said they took too much, and Rabbi Yossi just said they took it by force. So I guess according to Rabbi Yossi, they took the regular amount, and according to Rabbi Akiva, they took too much. Okay, fine. But either way, the Maaseh of Machlokes Tanaim, whether Bnei Shmuel acted appropriately or not, or whether they sinned or not. Okay. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmanah, Rabbi Yonasan. Kol Ha'omer David Chata. Next subject. If anybody says that David sinned, Eino Elatoa, he is making a mistake. Rashi says, what does that mean? B'Basheva Kodim Shekibla Get. If anybody thinks from the Pesukim that David actually slept with Basheva before she got a get, or married Basheva before she got a get, so that is a mistake. Shemar, as the Pesuk says, Ha'i David L'chol D'Rachav Maskil V'Hashem Imo. Hashem was with him. Efshar Chata Chait Baliado V'Shechina Imo. Is it possible that Hashem would be with him even though he did this? So apparently you see that he didn't sin, right? That everything was kosher. Elamani Mekayim, so therefore what does the pasuk mean when it says Madua Bazisa Dvar Hashem Lasos Hara? What is Bazisa? A bizoy is an embarrassment. Why did you kind of degrade the word of Hashem to do this evil thing? So Gemara explicitly says, according to that opinion, Shebikesh Lashosvi Lo Asa, right? He wanted to. But he actually didn't. He overcame his Yetzer Hara, and everything is fine. So Amar Rav. Rav says, Rebbe, Da'asi Midavid, Rebbe, who came from the lineage of David, Mahapech V'Darish B'Schusi D'David. He inverts the pasuk, right, reads it a little bit backwards, and interprets it B'Schus. Madu Bazis is Dvar Hashem Lasos Hara, Rebbe Omer, Mishone Razu Mikol Ra'os Shema Torah, or in Tanakh, at least. Right? Rebbe says that when the pasuk says, why are you nevazed Dvar Hashem to do the evil? Because every time someone does evil in the Torah, it says vayas, and he did. The kan ksiv laasos, to do. Meaning laasos is in order to do. So, and that's how Rebbe learns out. Shabikish laasos v'lo asa. That really David Melech wanted to do this, sir, but he actually didn't. And the pasuk is mochrach, it's clear from the pasuk, because he says, Lasos Hara, to do the evil, meaning but that he had not yet done it, and therefore then he was overcome. He overcame his Yetzer Hara. Okay. And Rebbe continues. Esri Achiti Hikisa Becharev. Right, what does the pasuk say? What does it mean when it says that David killed Uri Achiti? Right, that was Bathsheba's first husband. Shahaya Lecha, meaning David is being spoken to by Nelson Anavi. It seems to imply that David killed him. So, what is that a chait or what's the deal? No. So, Rabbi explains, Shahaya lecha l'doru b'Sanhedrin, v'lo danta, right? You should have judged him in the Sanhedrin. We're going to see that Uriah was Mori b'Malchus. And Nelson said, you should have really judged him, even though Mori b'Malchus is chayav misa, and you can put him to death, the king has chosen to put him to death right away, really would have been most proper to bring it to the Sanhedrin and have the case judged there. Right? Nelson says, you took his wife for a wife. It seems to imply that there was an Isser. Right? No. So, Lekuchin yesh lecha ba. You have the ability to take her. Meaning, he wasn't saying that you took her while she was still married. That no, you had the Rishus, meaning it was only after she was divorced, and you had full Rishus to take her as a wife. David, back in the day, the minhag used to be that any soldier who went to war wrote a get for his wife. Shinamar, as the pasuk says, Vezaseres charitzei achalav ha'ele tavi l'sar ha'elef vezachicha tivkor l'shalom vezaruba sam tikach. That pasuk, when David originally, back in the day, before he became king, he was sent out to the battle. Yishai, his father, sent him to check out, see how his brothers were doing. Shaul was fighting a war against the Plishtim. And David was set to see how they're doing, and the end of the pasuk says, "Vesachecha tefkol shalom vesaruba sam tikach." What does that mean? My aruba sam. So Tanya Rav Yosef, Devarim hamuravin beino leveino. The things that are between him and her, meaning make sure that you get a get no pun intended, from your brothers for their wives. And so therefore, it's a Yishai, you know, that used to be the practice back in the day, so it must be that David you accepted or, you know, continued that practice. Okay. So, Haraita Becherev Bnei Amon, and Nelson continues to speak to David, the son of Navi, says, you killed Uriah with the sword of Bnei Amon, right? It seems to imply that David did something inappropriate. So, Gemara Darshan's, no, Becherev Bnei Amon, Yatanei Nashalav, just like anybody that the people of Ammon kill, right? And the sword of Bnei Ammon, just like those deaths, you're not punished for, because right, the people of Ammon, what does that have to do with any? That doesn't have anything to do with Abinamelech. So Af Uriah Achiti Iatanan Shalav, you're also not going to be punished for killing Uriah Achiti. Why? My time out. Why is that? Mori b'malchus are you? Because he was a Mori b'malchus. Da Amar Lei, because he said back to David. David had asked him to come back from battle, and he had said, "Vadoni Yoav v'avdi Adoni Adonia apnas adeh chonim." And he said, "No, we're not coming back. No, I'm sorry. Vadoni Yoav v'avdi Adoni." Meaning, referring to David and Melech, apnas adeh chonim. Meaning, we're staying in the field. I mean, he protests the fact that here's return from war. He's saying all these people are David had called him back, and all these people were still in the battlefield, and he didn't want to do that, and he thought that was inappropriate. But David had asked him to come back, so that was Mori b'Malchus. So Amarav, Kimayenes Bey B'David, one second, Lomishkaka Bey Bar Me'uria. So Rav says, actually, if you, Kimayenes Bey B'David, when you check into David, meaning when you study his life, Lomishkachas Bey Bar Me'uria, you'd only find anything that's inappropriate except for what happened to Uriah. So Rav differs a little bit from Rebbe. Rav says that Uriah, the way he did, was inappropriate. Now, there was some sort of chit there. Now, the chit, because the pasuk says, Rak B'Devar Uriah Hachiti. The pasuk says, the only thing, right, the pasuk is later when, I forget exactly, but it's saying that basically the David was a big, tremendous tzaddik, Rak B'Devar Uriah Hachiti, except for what happened with Uriah. Okay, so Abaye Kishisha Rami Derav Adarav. Abaye, the older Abaye, I mean, assuming this is not actually Abaye, brought a steer between Rav and Rav. Mi Amar Rav Achi, did Rav really say this? Amar Rav Kibel David Lashon Hara. Rav said that David was also Mekabel Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right. That is, in fact, a Kasha. Now, we're going to talk about that right now. So, according to Rav, one statement of Rav says the only thing David sinned with was Uriah. Another statement of Rav says he's also Mekabel Lashon Hara. We'll see that story in a minute. Not right now. And so apparently, yeah, it's a kasha. It could be that David had, according to Rav, David had two things that he was guilty of. Gufa, let's go back. Rav Amar Rav says, Kibel David Lashon Hara. David was Mekabel Lashon Hara. Unbelievable, right? Once. Once in his life, David was Mekabel Lashon Hara. And you can see what happened from that Lashon Hara. But like, think about that for us, yeah? That's today's most report. Holy moly. Anyway, okay. The Chtiv was a pasuk say, Vayomer lo hamelech efohu. David said, where is he? He's talking, this is the context here, he's talking about the son of Shaul, the son of Yonah's son, Mephibosheth. So David is talking to the servant of Mephibosheth named Tziva, and he asked where he was. And Vayomer Tziva al HaMelech, Hinehu Beis Machir Ben Amiel Belo Davar. Right, Tziva said, he's in the house of Machir Ben Amiel in Lo Davar. Basically, David, what's the context there? Right, he's trying to find if any there are any descendants of Shaul, or really Yonasan, to give kavod to. Tziva told them that Mephibosheth was lo davar. Rashi says over here that he was. Rashi says inu chacham b'torah, but he wasn't actually talmud chacham. But whom matzo mali davar v'chacham b'torah? David found out that he actually was. Uksiv, the pasuk says back in the Gemara, Uksiv vayishlach hamelach vaykachem mebeis machir ben Amiel milo davar, right? Mechde chazia de shakaru. So once David saw that Tziva was lying, that Mephibosheth actually was a big talmud chacham. Ki hader alshin iloi my time akivlemine. So apparently we see that David realized there was lashon hara. Why did he? Why was he makabale? So it's not for this, but he actually accepted a different report. He said the pasuk says vayomer hamelach. Aye ben Adonecha, right? Where he said to Tziva, where is the son of your master? I.e. Mephibosheth. Vayomer Tziva al HaMelech, Hinei Yoshev B'Yerushalayim. He's living in Yerushalayim. This is later on already, when David is running away from Avshalom. And Umanola the Kibo Benin. How do you know that David Amelech, meaning he was upset that Mephibosheth hadn't joined him? And Tziva said he was hanging out in Yerushalayim. So Umanola the Kibo Benin. How do you know that David accepted that? And meaning, i.e., implying that he was hanging out in Yerushalayim, which David was driven out from, and he was no longer on David's side. He was hoping for David to be overthrown. Umanola the Kibo Benin. How do you know that he accepted this lashon hara? I mean, it wasn't true. Mephibosheth really was on David's side. Because the pasuk says, "V'emar Melech Latziva, Hinei Lecha Kol Asher LeMephibosheth." Right? I'm giving you. Well, if he's rebelling against me, I'm giving you Tziva all of Mephibosheth's possessions. V'emar Tziva Hakshtach Avesi and Tzachem Einecha BeAdoni Amelech. And basically, Tziva accepted. Ushmuel Amar and Shmuel, but Shmuel says, "Lo Kibal David Lashon Hara." Shmuel says he was not Mekabel Lashon Hara. From Tziva, Dvarim Hani Karim Chazaveh, because David realized that Mephibosheth wasn't so much on his side. Right. Right, Rashi writes, right, there were things that David realized in Mephibosheth, and that's why he promised all of Mephibosheth's land and possessions to Tziva. He realized that Mephibosheth wasn't acting 100% on his side. Okay, the Tziva, the pasuk says, Mephibosheth ben Shaul yorad lekras hamelech v'lo asa ragla v'lo asa shvamo shvamo v'espegadav lo kibes. Mephibosheth went to see David hamelech, and it calls him Ben Shaul, and it says that he didn't get dressed to see the king. The pasuk says, "Vayi kibal Yerushalayim lekras hamelech, vayomer lo hamelech, lama lo halachta imi Mephibosheth." David said to him, "Why didn't you come with me when I went to exile?" Vayomer Adonai Hamelech, "Avdiri mani, my servant." He blamed Tziva. Mephibosheth blamed Tziva. My servant deceived me. Ki amar avdecha echbesha li chamor ve'erkavaleh ve'elecha lamelech. Because he said, I'll get the donkey, and you'll be able to ride and go greet the king. Keep Yisayach Avdecha, because Mephibosheth was someone who couldn't walk. He was lame. Vayiragel b'Avdecha el Adonai HaMelech, and Tziva said Lashon Hara, v'Adonai HaMelech k'malach elokim v'asa atov b'einecha. But you, David HaMelech, are like a malach, and you therefore do whatever you want in terms of the property. Vayomer lo HaMelech, lama t'daber od devarecha amarti, so David changed his mind. He said, "Well, if you guys are, if that's really true that Tziva messed you over, so then you guys can split the field." So Mephibosheth said, "You know what? No, Tziva can keep all of the property." So Gemara explains how is that like something that David realized was not yosher here. Amarlo, ani amarti masayav ol b'shalom. Mephibosheth basically said, "I said, when is David HaMelech going to come back? V'atah oseli kach, and this is what you do to me." Meaning, David, I really was on your side. This is what you do to me. Lo, alechli yishli tarumos ela almi shaviyacha b'shalom. So I don't have complaints against you, but I have complaints against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So when David saw that he had complaints against the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so he realized that not everything was so yosher right now. This is why it says later in Divrei Yomim, Ben Yonasan Meriv Baal. Yonasan's son was Meriv Baal. I became Meriv Baal Shmo. Was he really called Meriv Baal, which implies he a Baal in Machlokas? Baal Mephibosheth Shmo, wasn't he? He was Mephibosheth. Ela Mitok She'asam Riva and Baal Love, rather, since he did he had a fight with his master, meaning Kosh Baruch Hu. Yasta Basko Vramalo Natsa Bar Natsa. Basco came out and said, "You are a fighter, the son of a fighter." Therefore, he was called Meriv Baal. And the Gemara explains, "Natsa Hadamran," someone who makes machlokes based on what we just said, because he complained against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bar Natsa, the son of a complainer. That's again, as we alluded before, that's why it says Mephibosheth is Ben Shaul. Not even though he was really Yonasan's son, he was Ben Shaul. And because he was, right, as Shaul came to fight against Amalek, by Erev Banachal, he made a machlokes, and that was not a machlokes, Shem Shemayim, as the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Mani, Al Iske Nachal. Shaul came and said, he brought, picked a fight about a river. What is that? So if you look over Rashi over here, the top Rashi, Uma al Nefesh Achas Amar Torah, Have Egla Rufa Benachal. Right? So the Torah says, if you find a random dead body lying in the middle of nowhere, you don't know Lo Yodami Ikau, you don't know who killed him, so we break a cow's neck by Egla Rufa next to a river. So now Shaul was commanded to kill all of Amalek. And Nefashos Halalu, all of these souls, meaning Amalek, Alachas Kama Vakama, and Gdolim Chatu, Ketanim Ma Chatu. Shaul was distressed, as you know, we can imagine, about killing all the children of Amalek. Yet we see that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. And the fact that he left Agag alive was tremendous chait. That in itself is a big vort. How could that possibly be? Okay, it's not for now. But basically, Shaul made a Kal Vachomer from Egla Arufa. He went to Amalek, he fought, even though Amalek had, Hashem commanded him to kill Amalek. He made this Kal Vachomer from Egla Arufa, and therefore, in the end, you see that he didn't actually fulfill the word Dvar Hashem. I guess we have to say a word on it because it's very difficult. So my Rebbe Reb Sacks used to say that when Shaul left Agag alive, so that was Megale, that all the killing he had done previously was not 100%, but Tzivui Hashem. Meaning, to kill an entire nation is terrible, but if Kosh Baruch Hu commands you to do it, so beseder. But if you fall short of a Kosh Baruch Hu's command, so now that removes a Kosh Baruch Hu's command from the equation. And now Shaul was ki'ilu guilty of murdering all these people because he didn't have, the Tzivu Hashem on his side. Okay, there's a lot to say about that. But basically Shaul messed up. So we see that Mephibosheth was Ben Shaul. He was Baal Machlokes, the son of a complainer, Baal Machlokes, son of a Baal Machlokes, right, descended from Shaul, and that's why things were not so yashik. Amar Yehuda Marav, B'shash Amar David and Mephibosheth, Atav Tziva Tichlaku as Asada, when David said, you and Tziva should divide the field, Yatzta Baskol v'Amar Rechavim v'Yeravim Yechalku as Hamalucha. Unbelievable. That's when Baskol came out and said, you know what, Rechavim and Yeravim are going to split the Malchus based David. Rechavim was Shlomo's son, Yeravim was Shlomo's Eved, and just like you split here between Tziva and Mephibosheth, right, the Eved and the son, so Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, I guess, paid Mida Kneged Mida, split the Malchus based David in two between a descendant of the king and the slave. Again, this is Kohen Rav who says that he was Mekabel the Lashon Hara, right, so that actually caused the Malchus Beis David to get split in half. Crazy, unbelievable. And that's what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Yomali Lo Kibal David Lashon Hara. If David had not accepted Lashon Hara, Lo Nechikal Malchus Beis David. So the Malchus Beis David would not have been split. The Lo Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zara, Amishal would not have worshipped Avodah Zara, because Yeravim was the one who set up Avodah Zara in Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't have been kicked out of their land, because that's what the Avodah Zarah left them, led them to getting kicked out of. That's what Rashi says, that the Avodah Zarah caused them to be nigla from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, right. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Hu. My name is Yonasan. Call the Omer Shlomo Chata Inu El Atoa. If anybody says that Shlomo sinned, so that is a mistake. Shneimar v'lohel levavo shalem im Hashem kilevav David Aviv. Right, his heart was not with Hashem, just like his father. Okay, kilevav Aviv delohu delohava michta nami lochata. Right, he wasn't like with David. He wasn't as firm as David, but he didn't actually end up sinning. So Gemara says, one second. Elamai nimekayim. So what does it mean when the pasuk says vayhila ziknas Shlomo nashav hito is levavo? When Shlomo got older, his wives, right, Shlomo married many wives, even though kings only allowed up to 18, he took many. And the pasuk says that, sure enough, at the end of his days, so they made his heart stray. So, Ahi Karabi Nosson, that's like Rabbi Nosson says, the Rabbi Nosson Rami. Because Rabbi Nosson found two psukim that are contradictory, and he explained as follows. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Vahile Siknas Shlomo Noshavi Tuz Lavavo, okay, that we quoted. Right, Vaksiv, and it also says, Kilavav David Aviv, that his heart was with. He was not as perfect, right? Meaning he's not with Hashem completely, but as was David was. But as we darshan now, Kilevav David Aviv Hudolo, but Hava Michta Nami Lochata. Okay, he wasn't as firm as David, but he also didn't sin. So what does it mean? The first pasuk says that his wives made his heart stray, and the second pasuk says it seems to imply that he didn't sin. So Achikama, this is what Rabbi Nelson explains. Vahila Eis Ziknas Shlomo Noshav Hites Livo. What does that mean? Lalechas Achorei Elohim Achirim. Meaning that his wives tried to get him to worship Avodah Zarah, but he didn't actually do it. Below halach. He didn't actually do it. I mean, they tried, but they didn't. Faksiv, ay, but the Pasuk says, Az yivne Shlomo bama lechmosh shukatz Moab. But doesn't the Pasuk say in Malachim that Shlomo built a mizbeach for an avodah zarah, Kemosh, who is the avodah zarah of Moab? So the Gemara says, no, Bikesh lifnos for lo bana. He wanted to, but he didn't actually do that. Right? Again, same idea that we didn't say bana, that he built it, but that yivne, that he would build, meaning implying that he didn't actually get around to it, same drasha that we did before. Elameata, but if you tell me that yivne means he didn't actually end up doing it, Pasuk says, Az yivne Yoshua mizbeach Hashem. When Yoshua came into Eretz Yisrael, so he built a mizbeach, and that's the Torah, that was a tzivui Hashem, and the Torah said to build a mizbeach when they come into Eretz Yisrael. So what do you... Shabikish lived on Svalo Bana. What, that Yeshua wanted to build it? That was the Bana. It must be that he built it. So Achanami the Bana. So it must be also here that Shlomo actually built a Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. So it says, Ela Kidatanya. No, so rather it's like this. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Vesabamos Asher, Alpnei Yushalayim, Hashem Imon, Lahar, Hamashkis, Asher Bana, Shlomo Melech, Yisrael, Ashtarel, Shukat Sidonim. It says that Shlomo built these Avodah Zarah. This is already in the time of Yoshio, when Yoshio destroyed all the Mizbeachs, including the one that Shlomo built for the Tzidonim. Which, as the Gemara says, Efshar ba Asa vol Biram, Yoshafat vol Biram. But is it possible that Asa and Yoshafat, who were also righteous kings, right, so kings that were from, is it possible that they did not destroy this Bama that Shlomo built? Ad shal ba Yoshio Biram? Right, no, it doesn't. It can't be that they let Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach to Avodah Zarah throughout those generations. That makes no sense. Follow, call Avodah Zarah Shebar Yisrael Asa V'Yoshafat Biyarum, because Asa and Yoshafat destroyed all Avodah Zarah right before Yoshio became king. So Ela Makish Rishonim Lachronim. Rather, the Gemara is trying to compare the beginning with the end. What is that? So Rashi says Makish is Binyano Shel Shlomo L'Biyaro Shel Yoshio. It compares the building of Shlomo to the destruction of Yoshio. My Yoshio lo asa birze, just like Yoshio didn't even really do all of this destroying of the mizbeachs, really. And it really was asa and Yoshafat. But v'talu bo min hashamayim the shvach. But the pasuk says it was ki'ilu, it was his. So ho bir hashar shenasa mishamesi Yoshafat. Since Yoshio destroyed all the rest of the mizbeachs that were built since Yoshafat died, so it's considered as if he destroyed all of them. So Af Shlomo lo asa binyan zeh. Shlomo also didn't build this mizbeach for Avodah Zarah, but v'talu lo l'gnus. The pasuk tells us to Shlomo's detriment, mitok shalom micha benashav, because he didn't complain when his wives were doing it. That's what we'll see in a second. Ma'achronim lo asu v'talabem l'shvach. Back in the Gemara, Ma'achronim lo asu v'talabem l'shvach. Just like Yoshio didn't make the last, didn't destroy all of the avodah zarahs, the mizbeachs, but Torah, the Nach attributes that to him. So Afrishonim lo asu v'talabem l'gnai. So too, Shlomo didn't actually make this first avodah zarah mizbeach, but it's as if he did. Ay vaksiv. Wait a second, but. It doesn't the pasuk say by Shlomo harabin Hashem that Shlomo did the evil, what was bad in Hashem's eyes? So Elam Pneish, and this is again, if you remember a couple of blad ago where we started, Pneish Shehayel Limchos Benashav Velo Micha. He should have protested what his wives were doing, and he didn't. So therefore, Malal Akosov Kiluchotah, it's as if he himself did the avera. So I'm Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. Let's get push on to the end of the parak. Noach Lo Losu Tzadik Sheyes Shamish LeDavar Acher. It would have been better for that tzaddik, for Shlomo HaMelech, to be a shamish, to be a servant, the davar achar, for something else, for avodah zarah. Rashi says, "Lachtov eitzim v'lishos mayim." It should have been better for Shlomo HaMelech to actually chop wood and bring water for avodah zarah. V'al k'siv bo v'yasara b'nei Hashem, and so that the pasuk wouldn't say, and meaning it would be better to do that than to have the pasuk say v'yasara b'nei Hashem. You see how rough it is. To fail to give tochacha to someone when you were able to. Again, we just try to point out, we had that Tosfos before, that if someone's definitely not going to listen to you, so then there's no mitzvah to give tochacha, and it's actually worse. But if there's even a suffix where someone will listen to you, so then it's really important to try and help out. even though it seems to be an awkward conversation. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. What's going on with the Shlomo's wives? Just to explain, Peshashin Nasa Shlomo is Bas Paro. When Shlomo married Bas Paro, right, one of his wives, he chnisa lo elef mine zemer. She brought 1,000 types of musical instruments. Amar lo kacha usin lavod azar plonis, v'kacha usin lavod azar plonis. This is how you worship this idol, this is how you worship that idol. She was giving him an education, I guess. V'lo micha ba, and he didn't protest. Amar vira mashmuel, Peshashin Nasa Shlomo is Bas Paro. And what happened? After that, Yarad Gavriel, right, what came out of that? Yarad Gavriel, v'natz kana bayam, Gavriel came down from Shemayim and threw a reed, or stuck a reed in the sea, in the ocean, referring to the Mediterranean, v'ala bo sirton, and a bit of sand, she says, a sand type of gathered around it, like sediments, right? You can imagine, like, you know, when you have a shipwreck, so the stuff gathers around, you know, that if it doesn't move for a long time, so the sort of same thing happened to that reed. The Olav Nivne Krach Godol Shel Romi, and on that was ended up being Rome. Rashis Shei Meitar Yisrael Hu Italia Shel Yavan B'Mesachus Megillah. That's how Italy, says the Gemara, grew out of the sea. Right? It turned into an island. It turned into some land mass. Fascinating. But Masnisa Tana and the Brisa, it was taught. Oh, sorry, right? Maybe it's that's why it has that really weird shape. Yeah, it's sticking out into the middle of the ocean, of the Mediterranean. Masnisa Tana and the Brisa, we learned. Oh, sorry, Shechnis Yeravam Shnei Egli Zav. When Yeravam brought two Egli Zav for Avodah Zarah, Echa Beis El, Echas Bedan. Right, one was in Beis El, and one was in Dan. Nivnet Srif Achad. One little house was built in Italy. Vizal Italia Shayavam, and that ended up being Italy. Because it grew into a city, right? They built one little house on this, this riverbank, this island that had sprung up in the middle of the Mediterranean, and that became Rome, obviously, and Greece, which ended up, obviously, tormenting Am Yisrael for generations. Okay, let's finish off the parak with Yoshio HaMelech. Amar Mishmo Bar Nechmein Amar Yonasan, Kol HaOmer Yoshio Chota Inu El HaToa. If anybody says that Yoshio did a chet, he's making a mistake, because the pasuk says, Vayasar Yashar B'nei Hashem Vayenach B'chol Derech Beis B'chol Derech David Aviv. He walked in all the father's all the ways of his father David. So the Gemara says, one second, Elamah Nima Kaim, what does it mean when the Pasuk says Ukamohu Lo Hayalafanov Melech Asher Shav? So how do you know there was, the Pasuk says that there was no king had done tshuva like Yoshio. So that implies that he had done a chait. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yonasan says, excuse me, Shekol Dinim Shedan Miben Shmona Ad Shmona Esrei Hechziru Lahem. And all the court cases that he had paskened on from when he was 8 until when he was 18, he went back when he became older. When he became the Tshuva, Yoshio became king when he was 8, and he became Frum when he was 18, when he was, let's see, that's 18 years later, I think? I forget already. But okay, is that right here in Rashi? Right. One second. Yeah, alright. Can't find it right now, but he was king at 8 years for sure. And then later on in his life, he found a Sefer Torah, and he realized that he had, you know, he did tshuva, and he realized that he had made a mistake with a lot of his judgments, and that he kind of returned the money. And the Gemara says, Shema Tomar Natal Mizev Natal Mazat. If you'll tell me that maybe he took from one person and gave to the other, so the Gemara says, no, Tamalomar b'chol mo'ado, with all of his money, Shanasan lahem mishalo, he personally paid back, can you imagine, 10 years of wrong, or I guess 18 years, that would be, right? It'd be from when he was 8 until 18 years, not from 8 to 18 years old, but 8 to 18 years of his reign, I guess. Yeah, that must be it. I mean, of all those 18 years, he paid back all the wrong psukim that he made. Pliga de Rav, but that, so Rabbi Yonasan argues against Rav. Damarav, ein lecha gadol b'bali tshuva yosem Yoshio b'daro v'echa b'darenu. The only greatest, the bali tshuva were Yoshio and somebody in our generation. Meaning implying that he actually did sin and then did tshuva. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yonasan, right, what is the tshuva that he did? Simply that he reversed all the court cases that he had done. that he had done wrong. But Rav will say no, that he actually was did some chatayim, and it was about tshuva. I, the Manu, and who is the great Talmid Chacham, right, the Baal Tshuva in our generation? So Abba, Avua, the Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. So Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba's father, Abba. Right, it's a mouthful. If I'm like Acha, Achua de Abba, Achua, Avua de Rav Yirmiyahu. And some people say it was Acha, the brother of Abba, who is Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba's father. Amar Mar says Abba v'Acha Acha Yehava, because Abba and Acha were brothers. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says Odecha b'Dareinu. So someone else in our generation. Umanu, who is that? Ukvan bar Nechemya Reish Galusa. Ukvan, the son of the Reish Galusa, Nechemya. V'Hainu Nasan the Tzitzusa. And also Nasan of Tzitzusa. Rashi says, Al Shem Nitzotzin, Shenora. I mean, he had a spark. A Nitzotz is a spark. He had a Pintaliyah, he had a spark inside of him. And he was called Nasan de Tzitzusa. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Havi Asivna, Pirka. I was learning, the Perek and the Shir of the Rav, Vayakam is Namne. And I was kind of spacing out, I was passing out, I was sleeping a little bit, dozing off. I saw a dream that meaning that a malach reached out and was makabel the tshuva of this guy Nasa, and that's kind of how he got his name. Okay, shkoyach kol rabosai hadar alach b'meh behema, and Mitzvah Shem and Shabbos Kodesh. We'll go on to the parak of b'meh isha. Have a great and amazing Shabbos.